Okay. Today's daf Kuf Yud Beis. We're on the bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph Mud Beis by Omar Meir, which is about 5 lines from the bottom. Today's daf will learn Le'ilu Nishmas Yisrael ben Rav Yekatzil Tzadok. My grandfather's yard site today. Shalom Shalom Aliyah. Omar Meir. We learned yesterday. Before we say what we learned yesterday, we said that if a guy, halacha is, and if a guy is walking, if someone's father stole an item that's noticeable, everybody knows this is his blue car, and the father stole the blue car, you're driving around with the blue car, it's a big mezuzah to your father. Therefore, return it. You don't have to, but you should, out of cover to your father. So all the question the Achronim ask is, in Kiddushin, there was a machlokas regarding kibud of the aid. Does it have to be from your expenses or from your father's expenses? Right? And the halacha is that it's your father. Your father calls up and says, can you drive me to the airport? You have to do it, but he has to pay for the gas. He has to pay for the parking. So 1 second. If the children yarshin this car, then why do they have to return it? They're returning it. They're losing a car. The covet of your father, you don't have to go dig into your pocket for that. So why do they have to get rid of the car? Kibud av is from the father's expenses. Kibud av is from the father's expenses.
Yeah, we're not losing anything.
What do you mean? They yashin the car. They own a car now.
They own stole his property.
No, the father stole it.
They're owning his stolen.
But we hold that Shin's Rishus. Shin and Rishus changes the whole story. So they're co-owning the car. They own the car now. Why do they have to return it? So the Achronim answer, basically what you're trying to get to is that by driving around in the car that their father stole, and everybody knows that the father's a thief, and every time you drive in the car, you're highlighting the fact that your father's a thief. That's a gnai. That's not kibud av aim. That comes under the category of being makalel your parents. Such a bizarre to your father to drive around like that. That's worse. That becomes under the couch of kilel. Even though it's your father's, even though it should be paid for by your father, different over here, and that's why the son has to return the money. Okay? Okay, fine. Very good. Now, Amar Mar. Ein gezeila hakayemes peturin. If the gezeila is not here anymore, if it's no longer here, so it was eaten up, then we say you're pater. That's what we just said yesterday. So to have a tuf to der of chista, so that's a kasha of chista, because of chista said that if Reuven steals and then Shimon eats it, that the guy can collect from either one. And here it's mashma that the second guy you can't collect from because de potter. So Amar of chista, no, kitan yahi, this was learned l'acha yeyosh. After yeyosh, you can't go to guy number two. Amar mar, another thing, gzela, if there's a gzela, it's kayemis, if it's still here, chayavin l'shalim. Then you have to return it. So Naomi to have it to the Rami Bar Chama. Let's say that's a problem with the Shita of Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said yesterday that a Yoresh has the din of a Lokeach. Just like if a Lokeach buys something out of the blue, he has no connection with the past. So too Yoresh is the same way. So if it's Kayemes, why do you have to return it? So Amal Rami Bar Chama, Kitan Yahi, you know when you have to return it? Lifnei Yeyosh, before Yeyosh. Before Yeyosh, there's no Shini Rishos. Then you have to return it. Okay. Ravad bar Ava, Masni lahad Rami bar Chama aha. Ravad bar Ava learned Rami bar Chama's din in an entirely different situation. Nothing to do with Gzela. What's the situation? As follows. Hiniach lehen avi emoshel ribis. If your father was a loan shark and he had ribis money, he charged people interest, and the money's sitting there, and then the father died, and now you inherited it. Afal pishio, didn't you hemshel ribis? Even though you know it's ribis, and you know that your father was like that, and he had a special ribbis account, and all the money sitting there was all ribbis. Nevertheless, ein chayavin lahachzir, you don't have to return it. Why? Because it's not your avera, and you yarshened it, and the amar of chama zoso merit. That proves that reshus yoresh kirishus lokeach dami. Right? If a guy who charged interest sold something or bought something, the second purchaser has nothing to do with that ribbis. He's a regular person. So too, the Yarshim are regular people. It has nothing to do with their father's chet, and therefore they can keep the ribbis money. And that's what Rami Bar Chama said. Rava says no. Lo'olam emalach rishus yoresh lav kirshus lokeach tami. Don't tell me that a yoresh always has the din of a lokeach. Certainly not for purposes of gzela. For sure not. But he does agree, Rava, that when it comes to ribbis, it's true. It's true, the Yarshim are out of the picture. Why? Special limud. Why? Shani Hacha, here by ribbis it's different. The Amar Krok, because the Torah says, Al tikach me'ito nashach v'tarbis. Right. Al tikach me'ito nashach v'tarbis. Torah says, Ahadru le ki heche denechi bahadach. You can go back and get it when it's all, when if it's still there, you can get it back. Lididei ka mita le rachmana. Only to the guy. Only to the Baal Chet. Only to the Baal ribbis. Can you get the money back? Libre lo mazale rachmana. The Torah never required it. The Torah never required the children to give it back. So Rabbi says, I agree with you. I agree with you that children don't have to pay back the ribbis of their father. That I agree with you. But not because of the reason that they become like purchasers. Absolutely not. It's a special pasuk. So says the Gemara, man demasni la abraisa. Rav Avda bar Ava, who learned Rami bar Chama's din on this braisa here of ribbis, kol shkira masnisin. Certainly, on the Mishnah, they would hold the same way. Why? Because the Rashi says why. Because if you hold that in the case of ribbis, they are lekuchos, which I guess is worse. So certainly in the case of gzela, they'll hold the same way. And
what's a little bigger problem?
What?
There's no way you can figure this out.
That's a technical problem. Right. Technical problem. How are we going to figure out? But let's assume we did. That's a technical problem. You're right. They do their best. It's a technical problem. How are they going to know which money is your? Okay, fine. They don't. Maybe they won't know everything, but they have to do their best.
Well, maybe you've got a ledger.
Right. Maybe you had a ledger. Exactly. But that doesn't change the halacha. The halacha is you have to give it back, or you don't have to give it back. Right. However you hold. But man de masni la masnisin. But if you hold that a gozel. Not Rav Avda bar Ava, the people yesterday who said the Rami bar Chama din only applied by gzela, avala braisa, but regarding ribbis, no way. Rami bar Chama kirava masnila. They can hold yesterday that Rami bar Chama only said his din by gzela. Why? Because he held like Rava. That's not because they like yarshim, like a yarsh becomes a lekuchos. No, because the pasuk in the Torah that says that. That's all. Okay. Next. Tana Rabbanan. Hagozel l'machal es banav. If somebody steals and feeds his children what he stole, peturin milashalim. The children are pater to have to pay back. They don't have to pay back. Hiniach lifnehem gedolim. If hiniach lifnehem, he left it there. It's not destroyed. It's still there. So gedolim chayav milashalim. Gidolim, if they're adults, they have to pay it back. Kitanim, peturim l'mashalim. Kitanim are part that have to pay back. In other words, he basically holds that gidolim have to pay back. Basically holds the children have to pay back. Happens to be there's a special exception for kitanim. Why? Because they're not balei tefiya. You can't take a cotton to court. Right? You bump it through a cotton, it's only going to hurt you. Right? They're pater and you're chayav. So you can't take it to court. Otherwise, you really have to return it. V'imamru, and if they said gidolim, v'imamru gidolim, Ein anu yodim cheshbonos shechashev avinu imach peturin. If the gedolim say, but we don't know what our father's books look like, we have no idea. We don't know the books. So then they're potter. They're potter and the gedolim are potter. Gemara asks the obvious question. Hold on, is something in there? So the Gemara says, Mishum da armri ain anu yodim peturin. Well, just because the brother, the children say, we don't know the cheshbonos, they're pater? How should that be? Says the answer to the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hachika Amar. Here's what it means. Some of Farshim learned it as a rhetorical question. Gedolim sha'amru, the Gedolim that say, Yodid anu cheshbonos shechishev avinu imach. Don't we know the cheshbonos of our father? Of course we do. V'lo pashlach gabei v'lo midi, and there's nothing in there. Nothing in there. In other words, of course we know the cheshbonos of our father. Of course we know. We know the books. And you know what? Nothing in there about the theft. So they're in peturin. They're potter. In other words, if they are shema, we don't know. Then the victim is a bari. Bari v'shema, bari wins. Right? Bari wins. But if they do know for sure, and they know that they paid it back, they know their father paid it back, or it's not true, not a true case, then the children win. Asks the Rishonim.
Every case, isn't it?
Yeah. So ask the Rishonim, getting back. It says that if we don't know, the Gemara asked, if they don't know the Cheshbonos, they're Pater. And then the Gemara asked, what, because they don't know that the Cheshbonos should be Pater? So Rav says, no, they meant that they do know. But Nahavimina, the question was, they don't know the Cheshbonos of their father. Ask the Rishonim, so what? They can stand in the shoes of their father. Whatever their father could taina, they could taina. Right? So their father is able to taina. If the father would say, I paid it back. Right? He'd be believed. Why? Because the Gemara, why? Because the Gemara Baba Basra says it's a migu. There's a migu that a goslin could always say, I paid it back. So why can't they say the same thing? Father paid it back. Whatever the father could taina, they could taina. So why can't they just taina they paid it back? Why is there, we don't know. Why are they stuck saying, we don't know? Why can't they just say he paid it back? The father could say that. Why can't they say that? What? It's a migu. We could say he paid it back. So there's two answers. The Ramban says, no. The Rosh says, the Rosh and the Baal HaMa'or say, because it was not shchiach for a goslin to pay back, and you can't, you saw him, and not allowed a taina to not shchiach. So they couldn't give such a taina. That's their answer. The Ramban says, no, you could taina anything, not shchiach, doesn't make a difference. But you know what the problem over here is? Adim, let's say, he didn't pay back. One of those cases, Adim say, he didn't pay it back. It's still sitting over there in the house. Taina, how could the taina, he paid it back? It's right there. So they taina, we don't know. We don't know our father's business. We don't know. Did he buy this at an auction? Did he steal it? We have no clue. So therefore, it was not a good taina. Says Rava, no, the case is they do know. They do know.
There's a problem with Rava then.
Well, no. They know. They know it was paid back. So now we reinstate the chazakah. There's a chazakah that if a goslin says I paid it back, we believe him. So the guy says he didn't pay it back. They say, so sure we did.
Yeah, he's bringing witnesses.
What?
No.
In the Maskana, there's no witnesses. In the Maskana, there's no witnesses.
He's switching the case, then.
What?
He's switching the case.
Yeah, switching the case, exactly. Right, switching the case. In the Maskana, there's no witnesses. There's no witnesses.
Yeah,
he says he didn't pay back. They say, yes, we did. We believe them.
Right.
Why? We'll get to that about Basra. So we believe them, and therefore there's no Shaila, and therefore, if they're Gedolim, they're Potter. Tanya Idach, we learned elsewhere, Hagozel, if someone steals, Umachel Banav, and he gives his children to eat it, Peturin Milashalim, Pater, Hiniach Lifnehem, if he left it there, he didn't feed it to them, he left it there, Va'achlum, and they ate it, Bein Gedolim, Bein Kitanim, Chayavim. Whether they're Gedolim or Kitanim, they are Chayav. Says the Gemara, Kitanim, Mi Mechayve? Kitanim Achayav? Right? Ketanam achayef, anything? Lo yehe ela da'azik azuke. Even if they're maziks, they're potter. Right? Even if they're mazik, they're potter. Cotton's potter on things. So Amar of Papa, hachi ka Amar. No, if the change is to say as follows. Hiniach lefnehem, va'dayin lo ochlum, it's not even eaten yet, ben gedolim, ben ketanam chayavim. Then return it, sit right there. Then return it. You're right. If they ate it, then you're chai, then you're potter. But if it's still there, then the ketanim have to return it. The Agos Ashri brings a raya from here. We had this like running question. Let's say there's a cotton does damage, right? Does he have to pay when he grows up? 12-year-old kid does damage. What's the halacha? He's potter. What about 2 months later he has a bar mitzvah? Does he have to pay now? The Agos Ashri says from this gemara, obviously not. It's not where Papa answered. Papa could have answered, oh, wait till he grows up. By not answering that, then always potter for the rest of their life. He brings a raya from this Gemara. I have to figure out how you can get it. It's a pretty strong raya. But Papa could have said, well, you're right. When he turns into a gadol, then he's chayav. Right? The reason why we don't like to say that a cotton should be potter for the rest of his life. But if you think about it, it makes sense. If the action he did as a katan is not actionable, why should it change? He becomes 30 years old. What I did was not actionable. A 10-year-old kid is not chayav for his ma'asim. Why should that change when he grows up?
He gets charged for the action he has.
What?
He gets charged for the age of a...
Exactly. As I said, he was a shota. The guy is a shota. So what did he went to the therapist and now he's normal. At the time he did the ma'asa, he wasn't normal. What do you want from him? Why should he be chayav? Makes sense. So, just the Rishonim point out, from here you see that probably is the halacha. Otherwise, the Prabhupada would have given that answer. Right? Doesn't it change the brisa?
That's
what? Yeah. It's different in United States law. First of all, they'll see the parents. So, lack of supervision. But even if they don't do that, there's a certain age where children are considered not like a four-year-old kid. A four-year-old kid commits a crime, they won't even prosecute at all. Seven-year-old kid. And at some point, they start to... Then they're called juveniles. Okay. But even with accidents, you have these kids. We had these cases: the kids drive a tractor in law school. The old cases where the kids used to be on the farm. 8-year-old kid driving a tractor gets into an accident. That's not actionable. You know, doesn't do it on purpose. Just negligent. Right? They're not actionable. Why? Because they don't consider to have bardas. Okay. Next, Amar of Papa Hachika. Oh, I said that already. Amar Rava says Rava. Very interesting. This is very interesting. Hiniach lahem aviyam para sheula. Let's say father died, and before he died, he had borrowed a para. He borrowed a cow, so the children now have the obligation to return that cow. Why? Because it doesn't belong to them. It belongs to somebody who they borrowed it from. It belongs to the shoel. However, mishtamshin ba kol yemei she'alasa. They're allowed to use the para for the length of the duration of the borrowing. 30 days. The father died after 10 days. They can use the cow for 20 days and then return it. Mesa, if it died. Right? Mesa, if it died. Ein chayavin ba'ona seha. They're not chayiv in the onus. Normally, a shoel is chayiv in everything. Not mesa marachas malacha. Stam died. Shoel is chayiv in that. These children are not chayiv. Why not? Because they're not the shoel. They didn't borrow it. They're allowed to use it. But they don't have to pay for it. Okay? Kisavurim, because now, let's say they thought, Kisavurim shall avi and he. They thought it was their father's. They had no idea about this borrowing, they didn't know anything about it. An honest mistake. They thought that they yarshined it, and you know what? V'tavchua, they shechted it, v'achluha, and they ate it. Says the Gemara, Mishalman demei basar bezol. They pay the value of the meat. Bizol, cheap. What does that mean? Cheap. Rashi says, kol zuza chashvina ba'arba donkey. Every zuz is worth $4, whatever. V'chol kein hecha detoni bizol perak mishemes. V'hainu shnei shlushim bedamim. It's like 2/3 of the value. In other words, it's a very cheap payback. Why? Because really they don't have to pay it back. Why? Because they were owns him. So they made a thing, pay back 2/3. Hiniach lehem avihem achrayas nechasim. If the father left over other property, and they can make other property could pay off this theft, this borrowing, chayavin l'shalim. Then they have to pay back from their property. Fine. Now, that last sentence, that if the father left over property, then they have to pay it back, what was that going on? Ikedemas nila aresha. Some said that went on the resha. Right? That the ratio was the part about the ones, right? What? No, it's both talking about bar. There's two cases over here. One case was that it died, and one case was that they were mistaken. Right? It died on its own, their putter. And the second case was they're mistaken and they killed it, then they have to pay bizol. Says then we have a last line, but if there's achrayis, then they have to pay. Which case did that go on? The case they were mistaken, or the case they shechted it? Right? I'm sorry, the case when it died as an ones, or the case they shechted it? So it's a machlokas. Ikka demas nila aresha. Some said it went on the first case. Yes, if it died, they're pater, but if the father had property, they're chayiv. Ikka demas nila seifa. Some wanted on the seifa, right? That what? That they shechted it. They have to pay cheap money back, but if the father had a chayis, they have to pay full money back. Man de Mathila Aresha, if you learned it on the Resha, then Kol Shekein Aseifa. Why? Because if the father's borrowing is Meshubad from the moment of the borrowing, in other words, the minute the father borrowed that cow, he owed it back. And then he died a day later. And then the animal dropped dead a day later. And in that case, we hold, you have to pay back for Machrayas, then Kol Shekein Aseifa. Certainly in the Seifa, and you know what? Upligid the Rav Papa. That happens to argue on Rav Papa. But, Man Damasti La Seifa, if you hold that this whole din only applies on the Seifa where they shechted the animal, Aval HaReisha Lo, but in the Reisha not. Why not? Because the Shibud to pay back the animal didn't kick in yet. That's the key. It didn't kick in yet. Why didn't it kick in yet?
Well,
the Shiva to pay back the animal did not kick in until it dies. And when it dies, it belongs to the children. They didn't borrow it. Therefore, they don't have to pay it back. Or they can pay it back in cheap. If you hold like that, that's behind the Rav Papa. That's Rav Papa. Now we're going to explain this Rav Papa. The Amar Rav Papa, because Rav Papa said the following. Haisapara genuvalo. No. You're going to see. Haisapara genuvalo. Let's say somebody stole a cow. If someone steals a cow, he owes kefal on that theft, right? Utivucha b'Shabbos. Let's say you shechted on Shabbos. Now, what did shechting on Shabbos do to the cow? What did it do to you? It made you have to pay now 4 and 5. So says the Gemara, now we have a din, that you cannot pay mamon and get misa for the same act. Kimle midrabine. So here, you shechted the animal on Shabbos. By shechting the animal, it's mechayev you money. It's mechayev you dal of the hay. So you should be putter for that, because you're getting misa. Why are you getting misa? Because you killed something on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, chayev. You're chayev to pay that money. Why? Shekvar chayev b'gneva kodim shiyavo. But it's for Shabbos. Because you already stole the animal before Shabbos. Right. Says Rashi, it doesn't make a difference. That's what Rashi says. What? Yeah. In other words, you still owed money.
Why is that
prayer with that? No. You owed money before Shabbos. Yeah, you stole...
You owe kefal before Shabbos. You don't dal v'hei before
So says Rashi, that increase in from kefal to dal v'hei doesn't change the fact that it's not kimlei. It's not kimlei.
You already started the honest part. But that's not a
braver
problem?
No, what do you mean you?
Because it's going backwards on
the... Not going back. You owe... Friday morning, you steal an animal.
Kefal.
As you go into Shabbos, you owe kefal?
Kefal.
You know Brewer here.
That's right.
Now, I go ahead and I shecht it on Shabbos.
You just turned from kefal to dal v'hei.
Right. That extra payment doesn't mean that kimlei kicks in.
Because it's not the same action. It's not done the same action at the same time.
No, that's not why. Rashi says...
You have to steal it and you have to shecht it and you have to what's called at the same time.
No, so Rashi says because it's a knas. V'af al-gaf the knasa, lo osi oleh, ad Shabbos, even though the knas doesn't happen till Shabbos, right? Lo patrina le mi knasa mishum chiyav misa. Knas doesn't patrina you from chiyav misa.
And it doesn't kick backwards?
What do you mean kick backwards?
Well, the dal v'hei goes back to the time of the original theft now, according to what...
Right.
That means you're going backwards.
Damar Elu Nairis, Knas Chinishu, Shechinsha Torah, Hilgach Ach Af Agaf the Miktal, even though you killed, Mashallah, you still have to pay. Okay? Does it make sense?
It does, but I don't see why it's not a kid's brer, going backwards to the time of the original theft.
Because brer means we don't know what to say. So we do know what to say. You owe Kefal.
Kefal, we all agree.
Right. You owe the Dal of the Hay also. You owe the Dal of the Hay. It just doesn't pata you from Misa. You're going to get Misa for this.
And still be dal
v'hei. Why? Because it's a knas. Knas doesn't have a rule of kimlei. Okay. What are we getting out of this? What's this? We're getting at it right now. Here we go. Haisapara she'ulalo. What if it was a borrowed cow? It was borrowed. I didn't steal it. I borrowed it. And now the tavcha b'Shabbos. Now I shechted on Shabbos. I borrowed it. I shechted on Shabbos. What's the din? Potter. I'm putter to pay. I'm putter on any monetary payment. Why? Why? Isra Shabbos v'isra Gneva b'ayin ke'echad. Because they came at the exact same time. What do you see? Even though you borrowed a cow on Friday morning, any chiyuv on regarding that borrowing doesn't kick in until I do something wrong with it. Right? Fine. So a father borrows a cow on a Sunday, and the father dies on Monday, and now it died on Tuesday. Are the Yorshim chayav for that? What? So it depends on Rav Papa. If you hold like Rav Papa, then they are. Why? Because the chiyuv kicked in. The chiyuv kicked in when the damage happens. If you don't hold like Rav Papa, it goes back to Sunday. And on Sunday, the chiyuv kicked in on Sunday. Right? What did Rav Papa say? What you get out of Rav Papa's din is that just because you borrowed an animal doesn't mean you're responsible for anything until something happens. If we didn't hold like Rav Papa, you'd be potter on Dala V'hei. Why? Because you have a chiyuv from beforehand. Now, by the way, it's impossible.
In both cases like that. Both cases the chiyuv started
after. No, not if you don't.
He slaughtered it or died.
Right. So, but if you don't hold like Rav Papa, then the chiyuv kicks in when you borrow it. Why? Because you're promising that I'm going to pay anything that goes wrong, it's my fault.
Right.
So do you say that? Or do you say no? It's only something's my fault if something goes wrong. So when did something go wrong? When I had a crazy thing on my head to shechtan on a Shabbos morning. When did something go wrong? When it dies. When it dies, I didn't borrow it. My father borrowed it. I'm not high for this. It doesn't kick in from day one. It kicks in from right now. So do you hold like a papa or not? That's the issue over here in this brisa. By the way, just know, virtually, you're trying to point this out. It's impossible, anyway, for a shoal to ever pay kefil. How's a shoal paying kefil? He's going to be towing tight as gun. No such thing. He's chayav no matter what. He's chayav in everything. It's very hard for a shoal to ever... Because it's a crazy case now. A shoal could be chayav kefil. Very unusual.
What do you mean? Just chayav for Karen, that's it?
What? No. He's chayav for Karen?
Because he only has Misa Machmas Malach.
Right.
Okay. But that's not what happened. So he pays the Karen. Well, that doesn't mean the kefil.
Yeah, Rashi says it. Rashi says it, that he's never going to be chayav kefil anyway.
He just pays the Karen.
Right. Would Rashi say that? Sh'im. There is a chiyuv by borrowing. Of course there is. Borrowing is the worst.
You're just upping the chiyuv again.
You're chayav on everything.
The
question is, when did the chiyuv kick in? I borrowed on a Sunday. And it died on Wednesday. Of course I'm chayav. It died.
Let's say you borrowed for 30 days, and now it's 30 days ended.
And what happened?
They give it back.
Right.
Why
so, because I'll tell you this thing. Let's say you borrowed on a Sunday, right? And Reuven borrows it on a Sunday. Reuven dies on Tuesday. And the animal dies on Wednesday. Are the Yorshim chayav for that? It depends. If you hold that a shoal is chayav from minute one, then the Yorshim have to pay. Why? Because it's only their father's problem. But if you hold it's only chayav when something goes wrong, then the Yorshim aren't chayav. Right? Rav Papa said, if you borrow an animal and you shecht it on Shabbos, you're putter in the paying. Why? Because it's kim le midrabamine. Why? I borrowed it from day one. Yeah, because we only care about when something goes wrong. As Rav Papa held like that. Only when something goes wrong is it a problem. As long as something goes wrong, the chiyuv doesn't kick in.
I understand that, but what is his obligation from just straight up
borrowing? He chayav everything. He's chayav for Gneva, Gzela, if it died. The only thing.
That, no, but just the chayav to return it also.
Yeah. You have a chayav to return it. I thought this made sense.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, you want to go over it again?
No, I understand that what he's saying, what I'm saying, at the time of borrowing, but there's already a chayav beforehand also. It's not like there's two types of chayav. There's a chayav to return it, and there's a chayav that's something bad happens, he also has a chayav to.
Right.
So there's two different ones. So he's putting all the weight on the second one, which is whatever, if something bad happens.
Exactly.
Right.
Right. So there's only two nafkaminas really that we could think of. One is if the guy dies in the middle, right? And two is if something. This is one nafkamina.
Something happens, right?
So if the guy's by the time something happens, that's kimle.
Right.
Only kimle. The two nafkaminas. One, he dies in the middle, and two, kimle. What other nafkamina is there? If the guy's alive. And it falls off a cliff. Doesn't make it. Whatever happens, he's chayav.
Kimle's the problem.
So you have it's amazing how they thought of this. The kimle and dying is the same thing.
Yeah.
Same issue, right? So something happened right now that undoes what happened before. Right. Okay. Next, Tana Rabbanan. It says in the Torah, "Veheishev es gzeil asher." These are just like miscellaneous things all thrown together. There's no flow here really. But Tana Rabbanan, "Veheishev es gzeil asher gazal." It says in the Torah, you have to return what you stole. Matam ulamer asher gazal. Why does it say that you stole? So the answer is yachzur ke'ein shegazal. You have to return it like you stole. Mikan Amr, from here we see, Hagozel Umachal Esbonov, if you steal something and return it to your, and you feed it to your children, Patim Lashalim. You Pater, why? You can't return it, they ate it. Hayahiniach Lefnehem, but if you left it there, Bein Gedol and Bein Ketanim, Chayavim. Whether they're adults or not, they have to return it. Why? It's sitting there. Mishum Sumchas Amru, Sumchas says, Gedolim chayavin uketanim peturin. Gedolim have to return it, not ketanim. Why not ketanim? Because they're not bnei chiyuvim.
The father's alive in this case?
No, the father's not alive. The father's alive, he has to return it. Okay, next. Bar chamuha. But before we get to that case, okay. Bar Chamud Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah's brother-in-law, here's what he did. This guy, Rabbi Yirmiyah's brother-in-law, Tara Gali Ba'ape Rabbi Yirmiyah. He wouldn't let Rabbi Yirmiyah into the house. Why? Because the father-in-law died, right? This guy's brother-in-law, it's his father. He died, and Rabbi Yirmiyah had a claim on the house. Rabbi Yirmiyah had a title that the house belonged to him. So also the Kamei de Rav Avin, he comes in front of Rav Avin, Amar, he says to Rav Avin, Shalohu Toveya, it's mine. It's my house. Amar Lei, I'm sorry, Amar Rav Avin, Rav Avin says, Shalohu Toveya, the Katan says it's his. Amar Lei, says Rav Yirmiyah, V'hamaisina Sahadiv, I'm going to have witnesses, the Achziki Bei, the Chayi Davua, that I was machzikit already in the lifetime of my father-in-law, right? I have witnesses that I've been living in this house for 3 years, uncontested, it's my house. Amalei says of Oven back, V'chi mekablum edim shalom b'fnei baldin? Do we accept edim when the baldin's not present? We can't do that. And a katan is as if a baldin's not present. There's a katan. He's a brother-in-law of Rabbi Yirmiyah. It's Rabbi Yirmiyah's wife's brother.
Right, but it's just about a son's father dies.
Right.
So then his brother-in-law says he wants to live. He's been living in his father-in-law's house for 3 years.
Exactly. Therefore, it's his. And the Qad says, no, it's mine. Now, the halacha is, you're not allowed to bring Edim when the other side's not present. Why not? So the Rashba says, well, we're going to say in a few minutes, the Pasuk. We're going to learn it out of Shor, the Pasuk. Well, we had it before, right. The Rif says, no, it's a Sfarah. If the other guy's not there, there's no fear of the witnesses. The witnesses can say whatever they want. There's no one there to contest it. Nobody there. Right? The guy's not there. So if the witnesses will say whatever they want. If the guy's there, the witnesses know, there's a limit to what they can lie. Right? So it's... What? Let's see, he says, I have Edim. Yeah, he sure needed Edim.
Why would it be his house?
He said, I have Edim and it's my house. I've been living there for the whole parak in Baba Basra about that. You live in a house for 3 years, it becomes your house. I have Edim. Right? I have Edim for that. Says Rav Avin, but how could you bring Edim? It's against the cotton. Now I'll bring Edim against the cotton. Right? Says Rav Yirmiyah, V'lo, what are you talking about? V'ha ketani, ben gedolim, ben ketanim chayavin. We just learned that whether the ketanim or gedolim, you have to return the stolen item. How could you have a claim against the cotton? Now, Ladu. Amalei, so Rav Avin answers back, Hare machlokes v'sumchas b'tzidcha. What do you mean? It's a machlokes and sumchas is there. Says Rav Yirmiyah, Amar, ichba kuli alma v'kar k'sumchas? What, you're dropping the whole world, you're latching onto a sumchas? He did that yachin. Hold it from sumchas. Lafkin l'didi, take the land away from me? I don't care about sumchas, sumchas das yachin. All of a sudden you're jumping on sumchas? Anyway, ad dahachi, igagil milsa, this matter slept on, v'asa l'umata l'kameh d'ravavo. It came in front of a ravo. And Amar and Ravo said, Lo shmiluchu had Rav Yosef bar Chama Amar Voshia? Didn't you hear what we said? Amar Rav Yosef bar Chama Amar Voshia, Tinak, if you have a child, a katan, v'takaf be'avadav, and he goes ahead and claims that these avadim are his, and there's a machlokas about the claim, v'yarad l'toch sada shachaveiro, and he goes into his friend's field, v'amar shalihu, and he says, it's mine, ain't omrim namdanachi yigdal. We don't say, well, we have to wait 5 years till he comes by mitzvah and then we can judge his case. No. Elamotin miyad miyad. We throw him out right away. And mishiyagdil yavo edim v'nira. Then when he becomes a bar mitzvah, we make him go get the edim. That's how we do it. So we'll throw this kid out, let Rav Yirmiyahu live there, and then when he turns 13, let him go fight for it back. That's the way to do it. Says the Gemara, me dummy? Can you compare this? Hasam over there, hudmafkin and mine. You know why we threw that evid out? Why we threw that cotton out? Delo kaimalam achazaka davua. Because he had no claim from his father that it was his. It's just, I'm a kid who's acting up. So you know what? I'm not listening to you. Abel hacha, but over here, abel hecha de itzle chazaka davua. But here, the kid says it's my house. It's our father's house. Revere comes along, no, it's really mine. He's got just a valid claim. And then lo, we don't say that. That, you know what? To let him stay there. If a kid just stamazai, makes up problems and says, oh, this is mine, then we listen to him.
He's living there with the father's permission.
Right. Who?
The king.
Right. So just, Yerubi says, no, it's really mine. His claim is valid. We have to go fight it out now. Right? I'm not throwing the kid out. We'll throw you out. Right? Okay. Where are we? Amr of Ashi, Amr of Shabtai. 6 minutes to finish this. Amar Vashi, Amar Shabtai. Mekablin Edom Shalobaf Ne Baldin. We do accept Edom, but the Baldin is not there. Now we get onto this topic about Edom. Toi Bar Rabbi Yochanan was wondering, Mekablin Edom Shalobaf Ne Baldin? How could you do that? So Kibli Mine, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Kigon Shayahu Chole. No, we're talking about a case of the guy was a Chole, O Edom Chole, O Edom Cholim, or they were Cholim, or Shayu Edom Bavakshan Lelech Vadina Sayam, or they wanted to leave, Vishal Chulo, and we sent the message, by the way, the Edom want to leave. So come here so we can adjudicate the case for low ball. And the guy didn't refuse to come. He refuses to come, then we don't have to wait for you, and we'll adjudicate the case without you. Amar Vudama Shmuel, Makabla Edim Shalom Fei Baldin. We accept Edim without the Baldin being there. Amar Marokva, Vudim Farsh Eliminate the Shmuel. Shmuel explained to me, when is that true? Kigon, to Paskule Bedine. We started the din, Vishal Chule. We sent the message to him to come to Bezdin. Vilawasi, he didn't come. Avalo Pasku Le Bedina. But if we didn't start the case, Mati Amale, the guy could say, I'm not the Bezdin HaGadol Avilna. I'm not going to your Bezdin. I want to go to the Bezdin HaGadol. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's true, that the defendant could say, I want to go to the other Bezdin, then Kichi Paskule Nami Mati Amale, the Bezdin HaGadol Avilna. That even when the case begins, he could say, I want to go to the Bezdin HaGadol. Amaravina, no, Kigon, the Naka Disco in Bezdin HaGadol. No, the Bezdin HaGadol already sent a message that said, you stay there. I don't want to hear your case. You stay here and listen to the case over here. Once that happens, he can't say that. He can't tie into that. He doesn't show up. We'll adjudicate the case without him. Amar Rav. Rav says, Mekayim Menes Ashtar Shalob of Ne Baldin. We could be Mekayim Ashtar without the Baldin being there. Says the Rif, this proves I'm right. Because it's not in the question of Edom. What are the Edom going to lie? Either the Ashtar is Ashtar or not. So it's nothing to do with Edom anymore. Then we don't need the Baldin to be here. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Ein Mekayim Menes Ashtar Shalob of Ne Baldin. Yeah, you still need them. Amal Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef, Rav Avua, Azbrolach, Taimed Rav Yochanan. I'll explain Rav Yochanan to Machmir. You know why? There's a pasuk. Amar Kra, Luhu Ad Bebailov, Velo Yishmirenu. Amar Torah, Yavo Bal Hashar, V'yamid Al Shoro. Without the Shor being there, you can't adjudicate the case. Without the other person being there, you can't adjudicate the case. Aye, it's superfluous, doesn't make a difference. Says Rav, only when it's not superfluous. When you have a live testimony, the guy has to be there. If it's a document, what's the guy to be there for? Right? Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's a pasuk. The guy has to always be there.
Amar Rava, Hilchasa, the halacha is, Mekayim is a shtar, shalom b'fnei baldin.
You can be Mekayim the shtar, even if the baldin's not there.
Vafilu omid v'tzoveach,
even if he is there, and he's screaming, V'i amar nakita lizimna adam, and he's screaming, it's baloney. Right, the whole thing is forged, even if he's screaming.
And if he says, Nakita Lizimna Adamaisi Sadi Maranale Shtara,
he says, give me time, let me find Aiden to prove this is false.
We'll give him time. Naktidanli, we give him time. I asa asa, I
lo asa, if he doesn't show up, okay, you come back in 30 days with your Aiden. Doesn't show up.
Then Natrinanle Bahab,
we wait on Bahab, we wait Monday, Thursday, Monday, we wait another week.
I lo asa, and if he doesn't come, Kasvinan Pisicha Aleve Tisha Yomen.
We write down that in 90 more days, we're going to seize his property. 90 more days, we're going to seize his property.
Tlosin kamai, the first 30 days, lo nach tinan, linitzche, we don't seize his property, damar, because we say, katarach bezuze venezef.
He's trying to prove that the document's a forgery. He's looking to aid it to prove it's a forgery.
Mitiya, the second 30 days, nami lo nachtina lein nechase, we don't bother his nechasim to Omar, because we say, dilmalo ashkach lemezaf,
maybe he couldn't find anybody that it's a forgery.
And you know what?
He's trying to sell his property
He's trying to sell his metaltalin he doesn't want his property seized. So he's raising the cash, basically. He's raising the cash. He knows he's got his goose is cooked. He's raising the cash, so he shouldn't have to have his property seized. And Basroi, the last 30 days, Namilo Nachtina Nilchase, we don't seize his property either. The Amar, Lokeach Gufe Kotarach Pazuze. The guy who's buying that property has cash flow problems. He's trying to get the cash. In other words, we give the guy enough time that he can sell whatever he has to sell and come to Bezin and pay his debt. What? Lo Asa, if he doesn't come after 90 days, Kasvinan Adarchta. We write a receipt, some kind of a document that we're allowed to seize his property. And then, the Hanimili de Lo Asina. That's if he, the Amar Asina. This is all if he said, I'm going to come. I'm coming, I'm protesting. Avol Amar Lo Asina. But if he says, I'm not even showing up, I don't want to do this, it's not true, then La Alter Kasvinan. We write it right away. The Hanimili, that's only true by Milva. That's only true by a Milva. Avol Bipikadon. But by a Pikadon, then La Alter Kasvinan. We write it right away. Why? Because if we say, you have my pikadon, what's he going to do? Try to find... The whole thing doesn't make any sense. If he says that by a milvah I lent you, but where's the money that I lent you? But if it's a pikadon, and the guy says, no, you never gave me this pikadon, what are we giving him time to find another buyer? That doesn't apply. The Rav should point out, if he says I paid it back already, then it turns into a milva, then this whole rigmarole kicks in. But if he says you never gave me a pikadon, what are we giving him time to find a buyer for? The whole thing doesn't make any sense. And therefore we don't do that. Says the Gemara, V'chi kasvinan amakar koi. When do we write this down? Only on karka. Aval amataltali lo. But not, we don't write it down on metaltalin, that you can collect metaltalin. Why? Dil masham v'achaluhu milva metaltali. Maybe the metaltalin will be gone. He'll eat it up. And when the guy shows up to collect his money, there's nothing to collect. Why? Because he destroyed all his metaltalin. But if the guy has karka, kasvinan, then we do write it on metaltalin. But that's not true. We never write it on metaltalin. Why not? Even though he has land, maybe the land will become ruined and it'll be worth nothing. When we write this document, we inform the guy beforehand. Vahani Mili, that's only true, Dimikrav, when he's in the same town, close by. Avol Mirchak lo, but if he's far away, we don't have to bother with that. V'imirchak, and if he's far away, V'ikah Krovim, but there are relatives. Inami or Ika Shairasa, there's caravans back and forth, the Azli V'asu, Hasam, they go there all the time. Mashinale Tracy Achishata Ad Azilna. We wait 12 months till the caravans can go back and forth. Vasi Shairasa. Kiyad Ravina, we'll stop with this. Kiyad Ravina Shaha Lamar Acha Tracy Achishata. He waited 12 months. Ad Azlav Asa Shayasri Bechuzoi. Until the caravan's gonna come. Says the Gemara Velohi, that's not true. That's not a riot, there's a halacha like that. Hasam over there, Inish Ali Mahave. That guy was a strong arm. He was a ruffian. And you know what? E havaya matya adarta liyade lohavi efshe lafuke mine. He was not going to collect it anyway. The guy's not getting out of his land. He'll laugh at you. He's got a bigger army than the Bezin does. So you can't get the. So he said, let me wait 12 months. Let me see. Maybe the fortunes will change, whatever. Anyway, I can't get the money out of him. Avalhacha lo natrin and lay, but we don't wait. Ella ad the ozel shlicha betzlasa b'shatza. The sheikh goes out on a Tuesday. The ozel barabai b'shatza comes back on a Wednesday. Or the chamisha b'shatza karbedina. And on Thursday we can go in and take the property away. All right, long daf. We'll stop over here and we'll resume tomorrow. Oh, well, wow, tomorrow's long also. It was very long.